Chanukah Sameach. During Chanukah, we recite Al Hanisim, the special prayer which captures the miracle of the Schag, how the few defeated the many, the righteous defeat the wicked. But already in the first sentence of Al Hanisim, there's something that's ambiguous, which requires further clarification. And that is the following phrase, Bimei Matityahu ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol. We start to tell the story of Chanukah, and we say, in the age, in the time of Matityahu, the son of Yochanan, Kohen Gadol. Who is the Kohen Gadol? Is it Matityahu or is it Yochanan? I want to share with you an insight from Rav Baruch Halevi Epstein's commentary to the Siddur, a sefer by the name of Baruch She'amar. Fascinating commentary. I believe this is a sefer that's underused, but every single page is littered with insights on the Tefillah. And really brings a fresh understanding to the Siddur. Now there is a midrash, Gemara Masachet Megillah Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, which suggests that indeed Matityahu is the Kohen Gadol. And it quotes a midrash, Va'af Gamzod Biotam Be'eretz Oyvehem Lo Ma'astim V'Lo Gealtim L'Chalotam. Hashem says, even when you are in exile, I will not reject you. And the Gemara explains, Lo ma'astim b'mei kastim. I will not reject you during the time of the kastim. It's like during the time of the Babylonians. V'lo ga'altim b'mei ha'yivanim. I won't reject you during the time of the Greeks. She'he'emadati lahem chashmonai uvanav u'matityahu kohen gadol. And because Hashem says, I've established for you, I've given you the chashmonaim and matityahu, the kohen gadol. But Baruch HaLevi Epstein rejects the fact that Matityahu was a kohen gadol. And he says, if you look at any of the historical records, say from Maccabim and other records, it's clear Matityahu was not a Kohen Gadol. But his father, Yochanan, was a Kohen Gadol. For 80 years, we're told that he served in the Beit HaMikdash, in Masachat Sotah, Daf Lamed Gimel, in Masachat Yoma, Daf Tet. So Kohen Gadol is describing Yochanan, not Matityahu. However, Rav Baruch HaLevi Epstein suggests the following. He says, you know what, maybe Kohen Gadol is describing Matityahu, and why is he called a Kohen Gadol? He's a Kohen, but he's not the Kohen Gadol. And the answer is, when somebody does something extraordinary, they take on a new title. He becomes like a Kohen Gadol. He's not really by a lot. He's not the official Kohen Gadol. He wasn't appointed Kohen Gadol, but it's as if he's the Kohen Gadol because of his extraordinary bravery, fighting against the Yevanim, going into battle, protecting Judaism during a time of persecution, and therefore Matityahu becomes an honorary Kohen Gadol. It's like when a person receives a doctorate from university. They didn't receive a doctorate. They didn't write a PhD, a dissertation, but they receive an honorary doctorate. So too, Matityahu becomes an honorary Kohen Gadol. And this, I believe, is fascinating, because what it means is that a Kohen Gadol is not just based on one's official appointment, it's based on what you do, what you change, what you accomplish in your life. And it reminds me of a story about Rav Soloveitchik. The story has different versions of it. One story I've heard connected to Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, his great Talmud, Muvak, and the story goes as follows. Rav Soloveitchik once was giving a shiur of sorts based on the Rambam Hilchot Tefillah, where it's well known in the Rambam Hilchot Tefillah, Perek Hei, that there are 8 things that a person needs to do to prepare for Tefillah. A person needs to face during the Mikdash, they need to clean their bodies, they need to be standing, this is the Amidah specifically. Also, V'tikun HaMalbushim, you have to be wearing clean clothes when you daven. So, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein comes to the Rav Soloveitchik, and he says, listen, I have a chayal who asked me the following question. He said he's working in a tank division, and he's cleaning his tank and maintaining the tanks, and he is filled with oil and grime, and he's disgusting. And he wants to know whether he needs to change his clothing before mencha. In theory, he could do it, but it really would be inconvenient and difficult. And he wants to know whether he is still fulfilling this obligation of tikkun hamalbushim, wearing proper clothing, if he's a shiryonik, he's a tankist, and he is going to be wearing his very dirty clothing during mencha. And the Rav looks at Rav Aaron, and he says out loud, why would you need to change? You're wearing big day kodesh, holy clothes. Why would this chayal need to change? He is wearing holy clothing. Holy clothing, big day kodesh. Who wears holy clothing? It's the kohanim. And so we see not only is Matityahu Is he elevated to become a Kohen Gadol? But our Chayalim, Tzva Haganah Yisrael, who are sweating and dirty and wearing their uniforms filled with oil and grime and whatever else, they are wearing Bigdei Kodesh. And not only can they daven before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not only do they not need to worry about this halacha of Tikkun HaMabushim, but they also attain an elevated status of being Kadosh, just like the Kohanim. It's such a beautiful idea that all of our Chayalim who are fighting on the fronts, and it's not just those on the front, those who also in the home command, in every single unit of the army, they are Mosrim Nafsham, they are sacrificing themselves for Am Yisrael, and they attain an elevated status, and a status of Kuhuna Gedola, Matityahu, and Be'ezrat Hashem, all of our Chayalim should be protected, they should protect us, they should be protected by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and please God, they will all return home safely. And our modern-day Maccabim, our Chayalim, Tzva Haganah Yisrael, who are just like the Kohanim, the Maccabim, the Chashmonaim, they should lead us to victory during this Chanukah Tavshin Pei Dalet. Chanukah Sameach.